A reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then reading from the 8th chapter of Romans, beginning with the 31st verse. What then shall we say to this, if God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also give us all things with him? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then finally reading from the Gospel of John, beginning with the 14th verse. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. Well, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. This is the gospel of the Lord. I'd like to call on Pat for the first remembrance.
I'm Pat Heelan, and Patty and I were very dear friends. We shared many memories together and many times together. We hiked and biked. We went to art fairs, fireworks, and plays. We spent an entire day at the state fair each year. Patty loved games, and when she had to go into the hospital for special treatments every 3 weeks following surgery, she always asked, "Have you packed the games?" We played countless games of Rummy Cue and Upwards, which is a dimensional Scrabble. And 3 weeks ago, she beat me the last two games of Rummy Cue. I met Patty in 1992 when she came to teach at Fredmore Middle School. She was a very creative teacher. She made her science lessons lively and engaging. As a faculty member, she demonstrated leadership and took on many extra jobs. I know many creative people, but Patty stands out by her multitude of talents. She painted latex on walls and watercolor on canvas. If she couldn't find a dress for a special occasion, she would buy some fabric, cut a pattern from newspaper, and make the dress she envisioned. She was a fabulous cook and a talented gardener. Her long, slender fingers created magic with whatever she touched. She wanted to share her accomplishments with all of you, and therefore planned out the picture boards that are around the outer room. Patty loved to give gifts, and her grandchildren can attest to that. They were well chosen and always wrapped in color-coordinated paper and ribbon. But it was the gift of herself that I most treasure. She was generous with her time, talents, and general enjoyment of life. But there was much more to Patty than the external. She had a deep interior life. She was a woman of great faith. She lived daily the gospel message. She loved unconditionally. Over the years, I witnessed that love many, many times. What greater gift could she give? I'm going to let Patty have the last word by reading one of her poems. Yes, she was also a poet. God, paint a rainbow around my family. Color their cares brightly with deep happiness. Shine on them your healing warmth that follows every storm. Lead them to the pot of love at rainbow's end. Amen.